Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. 6-10-2022. All kind of problem with my computer, not with my good guys on the network, but my computer is goopy. I guess they don't like what Hawk has to say, you know? I guess they don't like what we have to say here. Because what we have to say here generally is about Lord Jesus, you see. And we are now, I am convinced. Let me just start by saying this, ladies and gentlemen. I do not think that we're going to get out of this trouble or this thing is going to switch back. I think this thing is going to go the limit, and I'm not even sure there will be elections in November. Not because of Donald Trump, but because of Luciferian scumbag communists like Red China Joe and don't you know, like all the people, like Jockstrap Pinky, Jockstrap Millie, like Austin, like Pelosi, like Schumer, all these people, and also the willy-nilly Republicans, all right? You see, there is a Luciferian plan to depopulate this planet, and it's being run through the fallen angels, Lucifer and the fallen, and they're running it through the big banks, the central banks of the companies, the corporate banks, the big corporations, and all those people that pay money into the coffers to then control the politicians. I do not think that it's going to be, well, favored for us. I wished I could say that, but I cannot. When you have now the FBI operating as a secret police on behalf of the Luciferian communists, all right? When the guy that is the leading opponent in the primary, a Republican opponent in the Michigan governorship, who was not even in the building, who simply was outside on the steps of the Capitol taking pictures and was not ever in the building, not ever doing anything, all right? And the FBI arrests him yesterday. Why? Because Whitmer, who participated in the FBI's concocted plot to go get her, to go after people that don't believe in their lefty, scumbag, Luciferian leftist stuff. What you now can say that the FBI is, and the ATF, our Luciferian communist secret police. And I'm going to tell you what, I don't care. If you're in there and you're a good guy, get the hell out. Go drive a truck. All right? Go drive a truck. Stick with the people. To the police, you're going to start to get orders. The sheriffs, you're going to start to get orders from some places that are Luciferian, scumbag, communistic, tyrannical, whatever the thing is, it's whoever it is, whatever ism it is, it's going to be tyrannical. And you're going to get orders for that. You're going to get orders to go after the people and to go after this one, the red flag. And you're going to go after people without due process of law, without you being able to swear up and down they did anything wrong. Somebody's going to give you the order. I tell you what, you better get ready to stand with the people. Cops, sheriffs, you better stand with the people, and you better make your preparations. Double up your preparations to have the little cabin in the woods or the little camp down on the riverfront, you know, something like that to hunt and fish. And you better have it stocked with food and all the stuff for your good family, for your good children and grandchildren and your wife or whatever. You better have that ready. You better have it ready, and you better talk to maybe one or two. And that's another thing. You have to not assume that this is the world for the older people. This is the world you grew up in. And you can't assume for the younger people who have never seen America with any financial hardship. Never. Never seen it. It's always been good. All right? Well, it's going to get bad. All right? It's going to get bad. and you better be ready. And I think we're going to see the Civil War coming, and I think we're also going to see Ezekiel 38, 39 play out. So let me just say this. Let me start here with verse 10 in Ezekiel 38. You should read Ezekiel 38, 39. You should read Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Revelations, and Matthew 25, that will tell you to prepare for what's coming. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass. He's just been telling you about the landing Magog. In chapter 38, he starts out by saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, T-U-B-A-L, and prophesy against him. And then it says, I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all that army, horsemen, horses, all of them, clothed with all sorts of armor, with a great company, with bucklers and shields, and all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya, with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer, that's Germany and part of France, and all his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters, that's probably Turkey, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. These are the latter years right now. And thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste. But it is brought forth out of the nations that they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. See, they're going to go after Israel. They're going to go after Israel. They're going to come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. And then in verse 10, where I started here, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass. All that stuff I just read is going to happen. But the Lord God said, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind. He's talking about Gog and Magog, probably Russia. And thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited upon the people that are gathered out of all nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. You see, so they're going to come up into the Midwest, into the grain belts, the cattle belts, all of that kind of stuff. You're going to see stuff go on where California gets taken, Washington State gets taken. It's the X-Plan invasion. It was an old Nazi plan. They were going to drive to the heartland and take the farmland. But you see, if you're going to have Red Chinese come in through Ensenada, Red Chinese, maybe Northern California, and all under the loving assistance of the Luciferian scumbag communists led by Red China Joe, don't you know, and all of his bands. This is getting to be the destruction, the planned destruction of America. The planned destruction of America by Red China Joe and all of the people that run him. Xi Jinping, all of the communist Chinese that gave $1.45 billion. Somebody wants to investigate something? Look up what the $1.45 billion given by the Chinese communist head bank to Hunter Biden, what that did. That bought somebody, didn't it? And then meanwhile, who is in the intelligence agencies or the FBI or the DIA or the CIA? Who has got their finger in running the MK Ultras? Now, I know years ago that they don't have to get each one and have 5 guys on them and send them down the deal. All they do is they program them. They get them in the mental wards. They get them at schools and in different things. I remember being told by a father about having to go to the U.S. Air Force Academy, and he had to jerk his kid out of there and take him home because the kid woke up in a big auditorium in an assembly hall. He woke up, good kid, and he looked around, and up on the stage were all these controllers, and they had everybody almost in the assembly room was almost in like REM sleep or fluttering eyeballs. They were out for the count, and they were programming them with Luciferian crazy crap on the big screen, you know, on the audio, and the kid just played dumb, and then he called his father and told him about the old man drove and jerked him out of there. So this is being done in the military. It's being done in a lot of places. And what they do is they get these guys and they put them through the MK Ultra mind control program of the CIA. So whoever it is, that's who it is. You know, these earbuds and all this stuff people listen to off the internet, I wonder what's contained in there. I wonder what's subliminal in there. You better go back to your record player and the old stereo speakers and play it that way. Or get you a cheap little portable radio and play it off of that. Or tape player, because I'm going to tell you what. The subliminals are being used on the television, on the screens, on the streaming, whatever it is that people are doing. They're using that and then flashing the images that then activate the MK Ultra subjects to go and do their stuff. I told you about the guy last night, this Roski guy, went to the Kavanaugh thing. He comes from California. He's coming to do harm to Kavanaugh and to himself, allegedly. But he goes, he sees the federal marshals. I told you there's different types of programming. Normally they would be at make the assault and have the cops kill them or the marshals kill them. That's normally what these guys would do. That way there's no investigation as to motive or what have you. You don't have the opportunity like with Hinckley to check into him, but they had to take old John Hinckley, whose parents were friends of Poppy Bush and who Neil Bush ate with them the night before in Colorado before Reagan got shot. And old John Hinckley Jr., you know, who's out now, but they had to take him quick to the Georgetown mental hospital, the federal one there, to tune him up or tune him down or to erase, use the old eraser technique that they use on a lot of special ops and a lot of people that worked in the best of the best for this country. After they did a mission, they would erase their memory of it and who ordered it. They always want to erase the order of who ordered the thing. Well, who's ordering all this MK Ultra? And I'm going to say this again. You're going to see another one or two or three of these incidents every day until Mushmouth McConnell and all the Republicans just cave over and just give in and they decide to take the Second Amendment away. There's very few people speaking up about it. Some are. And you keep speaking up about it, but let me tell you something. You ought to be also at this time not assuming the guy that you talk to at the barbershop or at the gun store or over here at the insurance office or over here at the newspaper when you place your ad to sell something or the person at work at your desk you think is just jolly good, you know. They ain't necessarily jolly good. And a whole lot of them will trade you up to the secret police for another ration. Or so they can keep their time on the golf course. Ha, ha, ha. Got to have their tea time. This is coming down to that. Coming down to that. And we've had in Gastonia, North Carolina, at the mall. Right outside of Charlotte. I believe west of Charlotte there. Little northwest of Charlotte. Gastonia, people shot inside the mall. The guys run out the door. Well, how did somebody let him run out the door? Did the cops, is there not a mall police officer? Are there not security in the mall that they could chase after him? And I'm going to tell you something else. Now in New York, they've got the law in there to try to prevent you from owning a bulletproof vest, owning a 2A, 3A, or 4, vest. Armor. Can't wear the body armor. That would protect you from it, wouldn't it? If somebody's to shoot you in the chest, you'd get protection for the most part, but they're going to outlaw that. Why? Because they want scumbag people in the Luciferian scumbag world of the state cops in New York that used to work for, old, what's his name? The Italian boy, right? And who threatened other people, that anybody who didn't go along with that governor and his crowd got threatened with death. And I suspect that it was state police doing the threatening. I don't know. It's my opinion. It's an opinion. It's an alleged situation. It is satire if you want to go that far, but it ain't. It's too real. So they're going to come. We'll go up to the land of the unwalled villages and go to them that are at rest and dwell safely. All of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates are going to come to take a spoil and to take a prey. Now, all of this, Lord Jesus told you about it. We also had on a school bus somewhere, a kid wears a tactical vest. They arrested him. There will be 2 to 3 of these incidents until they come to take the guns away. And what they're going to do, they're going to say, is that the president and the Congress declares that all firearms must be turned in to the police departments, okay? Within 30 days or within 15 days or 30 days or whatever, and that if they're not turned in, then question 47 of the Navy Commander or Lieutenant JG's master's thesis questionnaire that first was given at 29 Palms back in the 90s to Marines and other people, it said, will you, after the president has declared all guns must be turned in, and the Congress has said it must be in 30 days, and then they're given one final 15-day period. If you do not turn them in, then they ask the Marine Corps in this thing question first, would you be willing to serve under command that will come to take the guns away from your family or friends or whoever? To come and confiscate firearms. Would you be willing to serve into that? Back then, the non-coms and the enlisted people, it was about 60 to 70% said no. I think back then it was 70% said no. Back then, the officer corps said 60% back then said yes, 40% said no, okay? Now, how do I know that? Because I know that because I talked to Marine Gunnery Sergeant down in Atlanta, Georgia, back during the time of the Olympics. A nice African-American Gunnery Sergeant, tough as nails. And we talked to 4 o'clock in the morning about all this stuff, 5 o'clock maybe. Because Atlanta used to be late back then. I don't know if it still is or not. The underground. But he told me all about it. And he said they were there supposedly learning how to make better food for cooks. He was on a cook's thing. But really what they were doing was watching the cameras of all the stuff for the Olympics. And he told me all about the stuff they were able to do back then, and it would be more now. And he told me about the questionnaire and how that was done. And then that was also has been given to most all the people since the 90s, in one form or another, to everybody in the military and to a lot of the police agents, police departments, and some of the sheriff departments. Now, I got good people I know who are good sheriffs. I got good people. I remember meeting Sheriff Old Richard Mack in the old days. And all kind of good people that will not go along with this stuff, who are constitutional, who are Bill of Rights sheriffs, and who are peace officers. Greg Evenson was a peace officer. He would keep the peace. But believe you me, he was all for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and they did not violate. Now, if you kicked him in the shin, he'd kick you in the shin back. But let me tell you what. He was a peace officer, and I'm urging any police, any sheriffs out there, any people in the military to be on the side of the people and keep the peace. Do not go to grind. Do not go to confiscate the weapons. It's against the Bill of Rights. Here's what, in the book Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America, Thomas W. Chittum, C-H-I-T-T-U-M. I don't know if the book's still available. It used to be. And it was American Eagle Publications out of Sholo, Arizona. American Eagle Publications, Inc., Sholo, Arizona. I don't know if it's still out of there or not, but it might be. But here is just an excerpt right here. Let's see if I can find the one I'm looking for here. And it is in, let's see. We're looking at the four phases of Civil War. And those start out as, phase that we're really already passed through for the most part. The foundational phase. Okay? Then we go to the terrorist phase. And back in the time when he wrote this was 96, he said that was the phase that we were currently in back then. And there's a couple notable ones here. Increasing commonness of terrorist bombing, sabotage, and other act of violence against the government. Well, they're against certain people now, not necessarily against the government. Increasing talk of secession and civil war by both the establishment and anti-establishment group. That's already happened. Increasingly frequent tribal riots, some featuring multiple day extension barricades and heavy weapons. First, food riots in the cities as government attempts to shut off welfare. Well, that ain't going to happen. What they're going to do is they're just shutting off the food supply for everybody. The splitting of many American groups and institutions along ethnic lines and perhaps even along political party lines. That's happening. So let me get out of the guerrilla warfare phase because we're getting ready for the all-out warfare. This phase will be marked, listen to this, by multiple day riots that federal military cannot crush in all cases. The front will appear. Radicals or a mutinous military will seize the federal government, and this will be a temporary affair as America itself will vanish. States will secede from the Union. There will be war with Mexico. Large-scale food shortages will occur, and even starvation as a global depression takes hold. Massive ethnic cleansing will occur as new nations emerge. Occupation by UN troops is a possibility. Are you listening? Concentration camps, rape camps, and even death camps will appear as war becomes total. Eventually, the war will subside as the new nations fix their boundaries according to the military reality. Peace and new boundaries are formalized by treaty. The war will end. Our society has become so fragile that it can no longer withstand the shocks that it withstood in the past, such as war, depression, revolution in Mexico, lack of relief for the unemployed. If these calamities should ever again test America all at once, America will surely topple into Civil War II. Civil War II will be preceded by a wave of urban riots that will last the entire summer and extend all across America in every city. That we've already had that. And fixing to again. Make no mistake about it. Los Angeles riot of 92 was Civil War II knocking on the door. Eventually Civil War II will call through the door and be on us like a reptilian predator. These Herald riots will be similar to the Los Angeles riot of 92 in that they will last for multiple days before the police and military assembled sufficient force to put them down, and there will be massive looting and burning of entire districts. We've already had some of these riots for an entire summer. The first stage of this summer riots will seem to be nothing more than the Los Angeles riot of 92 multiplied by most major cities. In this stage, it will still be possible to pretend that the crisis is manageable and temporary like phase 3 riots. The riots will then shift into a decided military mode. Street gangs and minority militias will set up barricades, lay siege to police stations. Has any of this struck a bell? And take over television stations, capture entire cities, raise revolutionary flags, and demand negotiations with the federal government for financial relief of the cities and redress of racist injustices. We've already had all of this going on, and it will still go on. The federal government will appease and beg at exactly the moment when strong leadership is required, and all Americans will see it. Half-hearted attempts to take back some of the cities will be made. Some will succeed, but some will be stopped and others totally crushed. Surrendering National Guardsmen, soldiers, and Marines will be paraded on Rebel TV for all America and the world to see. Some mostly minority military units will mutiny and go over to the rebels en masse, and this will be the point of no return. Although many will yet deny it, the rebels will thus acquire sufficient heavy weapons to sustain their endeavors. And throughout the South and Southwest, many towns of blacks and Hispanics will declare in favor of the rebellion. Intense standoffs will develop with neighboring white towns. Now, this is going to be interesting to see, but it won't necessarily, I don't think, go exactly like that. Firefights will erupt on every federal military base, and some, perhaps most, will fall. Okay? You need to get this book and read it if you can get it, because I'm telling you, this is right where we're right before all of this starting to go down. Right before it. Right before it. So then this Kavanaugh guy, this Roski, he comes in. He's all tuned up. He's been in mental hospitals, and they've got him tuned up pretty good. All right? And he comes, he sees the federal marshals. I'm glad they were there. And he turns around, walks down the street, and he calls 911. So this is the other type of, MKUltra training to where they want them to talk. So he calls and talks to 9/11. And all of this, and then he says, he lays it all out, you see. So then they come and get him. And then the president and all these people still won't do anything about that. And then they got the Tom Roos sent us, bum ba la lum ba la bum bum bum, you know. Kill the babies, kill the babies, kill the babies. And that, you see, is not what the Lord would like, is it? And old Red China Joe, who says he's a great Catholic, and he went to see the Pope, and the Pope said, oh, he's a good Catholic. But Red China Joe's all for the abortion and the Roe v. Wade. So I'm going to tell you what, keep that in mind, because that is the deal. And everywhere you go, and all the TV, and all the shows, and all the stuff, it's all about coming after you. It's all about coming after veterans and Christians, constitutionalists, Bill of Rights people, Second Amendment people, just good old Americans, true red-blooded Americans, who just basically want to live in a land where we were at a few years ago, where we had $2 and something gas, energy independence, the inflation was low, everybody was going back to work, and then old Fauci Bauci and all of the Wuhan lab crew, they had to release the COVID, the SARS too. I remember Dr. Mikovits saying, she used to work across the road or the street from Fauci, and she said, this Fauci guy has probably, allegedly, created at least three plagues. One of which was, I believe, in allegedly might have been the AIDS virus itself, which Congress did appropriate money to take a sheep virus and then to grab some stuff onto it, you see. How do I know that? Dr. Leonard Horowitz's book. Dr. Leonard Horowitz's excellent book, AIDS, Ebola, Emerging Viruses. Excellent book with extreme good documentation in it. Dr. Leonard Horowitz's Emerging Viruses, AIDS, Ebola, Emerging Viruses. It tells you about when they financed the AIDS, when it was financed. And then this new mRNA vaccine allegedly, in a sense, gives everybody who took it in the boosters something that has changed the DNA that prevents the DNA from repairing itself, and hence basically has given everybody some kind of acquired immune deficiency syndrome. That's AIDS. Basically has given you AIDS because you do not have the immune system. And now they're going to go monkeypox, they're going to go new bird flu, swine flu, hemorrhagic flu, Zika, Dika, Wika, Lassa fever, whatever it's going to be, or they may even go full-blown, according to the alleged gain-of-function research and creation of the Ebola pox by allegedly one of the largest big pharmas in Australia back in the 90s. It had a 90% plus kill ratio. Not 90% people get it, but of everybody who gets it, 90% plus die. And now we're also hearing that with the 5G and the other different things, the people who took the vaccines, the spike jabs, are going to start to get it turned on. They're going to turn that stuff on, and they're going to start to die in increasing numbers. I know somebody, I just heard about it earlier today. You couldn't tell them anything in the beginning. They were going to get every jab and every vaccine, and they got this booster and that booster and the third booster and the fourth. They got every single thing they could get. And the main proponent of that crew just came up with COVID today. Which we know that's because COVID, apparently in the new information, you're more likely to get it if you've had all the shots and boosters and everything. So this is not going to go well. It is not going to go well, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to tell you what. You cannot get caught watching the paint dry. You've got to activate yourself, and I know it's hard. It's difficult because you got to accept it, and then you got to run the emotional curve up and down, and for a while, then you say, nah, forget all that. I'm going to leave all this alone. I'm just going to go to the ball game and go to church and keep my head down and not worry about it. And to a certain degree, that's interesting. But you remember what Lord Jesus had to say? Remember what he had to say back here in Revelations? I read this to you a lot of times, too. All right. But let me see if I can find it quick. Okay, this is out of the Revelations of the Lord Jesus. I told you, John Patmos, chapter 3. And this is letters to the churches. Red letter edition. And to the church of the Laodiceans. Right. These things saith the Amen. It is the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, and that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. This is Jesus talking, red letters. So then, because of thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Ah, yes. Let me go down here. As many as, verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. So he's saying as many as he loves, he rebukes and chastens just as many. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man heareth my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. And to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, striking blows against the Luciferians and telling you about the Lord Jesus and telling you to read the red letters and all of that. And I hope you do. I'm trying to stay in the game myself and to do whatever I need to do to be around here as long as possible, to stay on the air as long as possible, and to be a good person to talk to you and to tell you straight and to strike blows against the Luciferians and to warn the remnant secondarily of what is to come and how to prepare, what to do, or where to look for Jesus and how to repent of your sins and ask Jesus to come in your heart to be your Savior. You want to keep Old Hawk in the air? I hope you do. It could be Federal Reserve notes. It could be a little silver, a little gold, a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Oh, boy. I want to pray right now. And I forgot to do it at the beginning. But let me tell you what. Ladies and gentlemen, Lord Jesus, if you will go up into California, we go up there on the hill with the Cohasset Road. Lord Jesus, will you protect the Cohasset Road and the good people up there from the fires that are getting way too close? And I hope they have not overwhelmed or jumped over there. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will abate that fire up there by the Cohasset Road, not far from Paradise, California, where there always seems to be a fire that somebody lights. Lord Jesus, will you bring the rain? Will you bring the moisture? Will you encourage and invigorate the airplanes and the firefighters to put these fires out? Will you make the fire go away and abate? Will you do that same thing in New Mexico and wherever there might be another forest fire? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, protect the people up there on the Cohasset Road. They are on your side, Lord. They are good people. They stand and you protected them for years. Do it one more time, Lord Jesus, and they will bless you and work for you always as they already do. Now, Brother Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, if you need to get gold or silver, if you need high quality radiation detection, if you need excellent quality night vision, I'm going to tell you, There's going to be a time you're going to wish you had night vision that's a bit more advanced than eating carrots, okay? And some have good night vision already, but I'm going to tell you what. There ain't nothing like the good green looking vision from the goggles or whatever or the tubes and all of that. Brother Quayle can assist you with that. If you have the money to do it, do it. If you don't, then try and get some of Steve's books, his DVDs, to help you to understand and to give them to your children, your grandchildren, so they understand what's happening and why this is going on and how the Luciferians are coming after us. And this is all out of Matthew 24, Luke 21. You can read it there in the Lord Jesus' words. That's the words I was told to emphasize. It's what Jesus had to say. Not that the other disciples are not good people, or prophets are not good, or whatever it is, whatever the books may be. But what I was told was to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, and to warn the remnant secondarily of what is to come and how to proceed or trump to prepare. I think there will be a civil war, and quite possibly there will be a war with either Russia and or China. I think they'll pop the EMP. I still believe that's what's going to happen. They're going to use an EMP weapon, knock out the power grids, and it would not surprise me at all if the Red China Joe and the people at the top of Northcom, the Pentagram, Pink Jockstrap, Millie, and alien half-breed, half-alien, Austin, and all of that crew, I think that they'll be involved and they want to come for your guns and they want to institute a tyranny. And let me just say it again, Declaration of Independence. I bought it at Thomas Jefferson's house, Monticello. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to read this portion here. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the people of America, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare for what is to come. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Water, filtration, and storage. You've got to be able to filter out the possibility of getting rid of radiation and chemicals and just bad water because the systems are not going to be working anymore. You've got to be able to do that. And store it. You got to have portable containers, 5-gallon containers and gallon containers and that kind of stuff. It's got to be the food grade plastic. It can't be something else. And you got to affix ways to carry in multiples or carry it. You know, there's these, can't get gasoline for your truck or your car or for your diesel, your DEF fluid, the DEF fluid. There's only two people that make it, and Chevron's not going to make it anymore or something. And then now the DEF fluid for diesel trucks, it's going to go bye-bye. Why? They don't want you driving no diesel truck. They don't want you driving any gasoline thing. They want you on a bicycle or, better yet, on foot. Because when you're out in the middle of western Kansas or you're up in South Dakota, where the Aerostar, Raven Aerostar, Red Chinese Loony Balloons are located now. And allegedly, they might say, you see, that allegedly they may still send the signal to Red China. Because the fix is in. The World Economic Forum fix, the Rothschild fix, the Rockefeller fix. The Royals, the Turnoon Taxes, the Windsors, all of the different things, you see. the fix is in. And then in the Mideast, you got the 12th Imam is going to come up from the well. Remember when old Almond joined the coconuts on Ahmadinejad, where the green mist appeared about him when he spoke? Many people don't even watch that. There was a green mist about him when he talked about they were coming, waiting for the 12th Imam to come up from the well so that they could go to war. Jihad! This world is going to get turned topsy-turvy upside down. It's already beginning. And you've got to be able to drink water and eat food. You've got to have medical supplies. What should you get? Well, Holly Dale would tell you in Dare to Prepare. Or you go up to standale.com to Holly's page, and look at the list. She's still got lists up there for free, last time I looked, of what to buy, first aid kits and all that stuff. What to buy, general tools and general items you need. What to buy for food and how much for each person and all the different things, the basic types of things. And I'm going to tell you something else. While you can still go to it and get it, and anybody who was in the Korean War knew the value of what penicillin, even if it was past date penicillin, they would know exactly what it was there for or how much it would bring in that kind of a scenario during the Korean War. You can go to Fishmox, M-O-X, Fishflex. You can get cephalexin. You can get moxicillin. You can get ciprofloxacin, aquazithro. Okay, all the different things. Aquamox. Doxycycline. Fluconazole. Penicillin. All the different stuff. And I'm going to tell you what, they've got it on sale. You might as well get some now and put it back. Put it back in a cool, dry place. And then you can learn about how to use it. You can go online and go to Mayo Clinic or any of those big things and say, what's the best antibiotic for this type of infection? Or what is the dosage of it? All right? And just get it and put it back. I would also tell you, go to stevequayle.com. Click on Mezzo Silver's banner, Mezzo Silver. Purest colloids, Frankie Keys, a tremendous man who owns a corporation there, the company. Get a big, if you can get it and afford it, get the big carboy, the big 5-gallon carboy of Mezzo Silver. Because it will help. And I remember the University of Arizona study where they talked about colloidal silver. This is one of the purest colloidal silvers you'd ever want to see. Mezzo Silver is. The colloidal silver would kill viruses, bacteria, and parasites. And that also, that in some cases in the test tube, this was Arizona State, I think it was about 1979, that it might even kill some other things that you would need to read about, but I'm not going to say on air. Another disease that you might be interested in seeing it get rid of, all right? In the test tube anyway. But viruses, bacteria, and parasites, that means you can use it in water. I've taken it, and I've had eye infections, a pink eye one time, and I put that in my eye, clears it right up. I've had an ear infection, I put it in there. That helps to, I've had a tooth infection one time, that even helped that. But I also, in terms of that, I also took some amoxicillin, and that worked very well with it, and it was Fishmox. Now, I have looked at, personally, in my own case, you'd have to do the research, and you'd have to talk to your physician before you do anything. You just do whatever it is you do in your research. I did mine. I've talked to my doctor about it. I've looked at the physician's desk reference and taken the items I've gotten from this Fishmox, Fishflex people, and I've looked at the color of the pill, the numbers on the side, and who supposedly makes it. I've looked it up in the PDR. It's the, basically, even though they'll tell you this is not for humans, it's basically the same thing as what I have seen according to the physician's desk reference. At least allegedly, that's what I'm seeing when I look at it. But you do the same. Because this is now the time. This is now the time, ladies and gentlemen, to get prepared for what's getting ready to go down. We're talking about fighting and jiving, sticking and stabbing. We're talking about all kind of crazy stuff. And I don't know who's going to walk down your road. Russians, Red Chinese, Antifa, BLM, motorcycle gangs. I don't know if it's going to be the police, or if it's going to be the post office, or if it's going to be the fire department, or if it's going to be the federal agencies, or the North Korean military. But when they come, they want your guns. They want to take you out of your home and confiscate your food or your weapons or whatever. Then I'm going to tell you what. Remember what that Declaration of Independence said. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object. This is the first law of the land. This is what created this country. And anybody out there in your war wagons with the double-tint paint and your tailored uniforms, stick it up where it don't shine if you don't believe in this. Pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty, meaning the American people's right and their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And man, I'll tell you, the peace officers I know, they believe in that 100% and are already making their plans. They've got their fish camps and hunting camps ready to go. And when the time comes, people say, well, you should stay and help the people. I'm going to tell you what. The police and the sheriffs are the people. And if the federal government is going to order them, or the local or the state governor is going to order them to kill or to grab your firearm in violation of the Constitution, or to take you on a truck, back in 204, 205, remember I told you, the old the old river pirate heard it. He heard on the air on a comm, on a HF comm, he heard a Canadian general of their army say, these stupid Americans, if we come there to take their firearms or to pick them up and put them in a truck, the first person that's going to say anything or to question that, it's going to be pop, pop, two in the head. Lay them dead, grab their kids, grab their family, their wife, whatever, grab their husband, whatever it is. Put them in the trucks, and then you have them. We'll go in, take all their food, all their stuff, and then we'll assign somebody, perhaps a Red Chinese, who we just love. You know, they're up in Canada already. They're down in Mexico. They're going to come in probably to Ensenada. These are all strong possibilities. It's not hawk guarantees that on such and such a date this is going to happen. I don't know the exact time, but I'm telling you it is going to happen because they want to depopulate this planet. They're going to start with America because America is the last obstacle to the plan of the Luciferians. And they don't want their alien scumbags hanging around the Amarillo Zoo out there with the cockamamie legs. They don't want anybody shooting their tall grays or anybody else. And I'll tell you what, while they still can, there's another good people. And there's people in the mountainous areas of Indochine, Indochina. And they're looking and on fire for the Lord Jesus. Dave and Debbie Nunemaker. And may the Lord Jesus go to them and may the Lord Jesus restore them back to health. Give them medical miracles. And I'm going to tell you what, you want to help get Bibles in the language of the mountain villages and songbooks. You can send $10, $20, $100, whatever it is you can send, check, money, order, currency, whatever. Send it to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, that's M-Y-E-R-S, town, Pennsylvania, 17067. Call it the Indochina Bible Project or the Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus will bless you for that too, because those people are on fire for the Lord Jesus. Will you read tonight to your children Matthew 24, Luke 21, Ezekiel 38, Ezekiel 39? Will you read to them that? Will you read to them Matthew 25 and tell them why it's important to prepare? And I'm going to tell you, if you can do nothing else but to get an extra can of chunky soup tonight or tomorrow morning and put it back on a shelf or underneath the bed, then do so. If you can buy more than that, then get it. This is no longer the time. Lady J is out combing all of the mountains areas in the Blue Ridge, in the Smokies, looking for the best price and all the stuff. And she's seeing all kind of price increases across the board from all of the different things. And many of, in the mountain areas, many of the grocery stores don't have the groceries. They don't have it. It's not coming in. They order six cases. They get sent one case, like it's like meat. But I'm going to say this to all of you out there. And some remember the Carter years, the peanuts, inflation years, on into early Reagan. You do not wait for it to go on sale, because it ain't never go on sale ever again, except for a lot of years later. The dollar is getting destroyed. Buy what you can, and commodities are the key. Food, water, ammunition, medical supplies, nuclear, biological, chemical gear, if you can get it. If you can get it. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights, Constitution. Protect your family and your home. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. You know who they are. Use your spacecraft. The last time I saw you were not far from where I live, at about 500 feet in the air, a big triangle. I saw you. God bless you for letting me tip the hat to me.